Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, it's 12:18. If you're a habitual listener of the Vinny and Haney Show, you know that it's time for buy or sell. And as I mentioned earlier, when I fill in here, it's usually with Vinny. And for this segment, I will lean on Vinny pretty hard. But ain't no Vinny. Ain't no Cordell. It's just me. Let's give it a try, Nolan.
We'll make do here. And you know what? Just to make things even easier, we're going to skip the stock report. Mostly
good.
Because I have zero interest myself.
Good. Okay.
Vinny can update us tomorrow. I'm sure it's either up or down. I can tell you that. But as far as our sports topics, which we at least pretend to know a little bit here, we'll start with the Orioles. For the past few years, the Orioles have entered spring training with grand visions of being more active on the base paths. But since those impactful rule changes a few years back that led to an increase in stolen bases around the league, the Orioles have actually just been consistently finishing middle of the pack. Just a season ago, they stole 98 bags, which ranked 18th in the league. But the idea was for a steady increase this year. Guys like Jackson Holliday contributing more, Gunnar Henderson taking that next step. Well, we're 112 games into the year. Somehow, Jorge Mateo still tied for the team lead in stolen bases with 14. That should probably tell you everything you need to know. Their total on the year sits at 79. Told you last year it was 98. Keep in mind, no more Cedric Mullins. But buy or sell, Bruce, this year's team will fail to steal 100 bags again.
Buy. Definitely buy. You mentioned it a minute ago. I was ready to jump on it, and then you mentioned it about Mullins. You know, you got Mullins is a Met now. That was your speed. And then your leading base dealer has been hurt all year. So you're not going to be able to depend on him. No, I don't think they care about speed at all. It'll be interesting to see the additions they make in the offseason if they try to rectify that and bring some speed in here.
Over to the NFL, big news from late last week was Micah Parsons out there in Dallas demanding a trade because, well, his contract negotiations not going as smooth as he would hope. Maybe the funniest reaction to all of this was Jerry Jones himself, who said, well, there's nothing to see here. It's all part of the process.
Yeah, yeah.
And as we laugh, but he's kind of right. How many times have we seen disgruntled stars ask for a trade only for things to resolve themselves shortly after? Lamar asked for a trade when things got tough here. Myles Garrett very recently in Cleveland asking for a trade only to sign for big money a few weeks later. With that in mind here, Bruce, buy or sell, not only will Parsons stay in Dallas, a deal will actually get done by the end of this week.
I can't speak to by the end of this week, but it'll get done. Dallas does this crap all the time. You know, Jerry Jones loves the spotlight, and he loves the fact that there's some controversy down there. The first guy I did sports with at Fox 45 was a guy named Max Morgan, and Max left here to go to Dallas, and he was there about a year, and they gave him the Jerry Jones show to host. And Max said, when Jerry Jones opens a refrigerator and the light comes on, he starts giving an interview. So believe me, Jerry Jones loves all of this, and they will get him signed, and maybe by the end of the week. That was the only part of that I couldn't sign off on.
Mm-hmm. I'll go back to the O's here. Cade Povich actually going to make the start for the O's tonight. Been spending really over a month at this point. You got to go back to mid-June to find the last time he made a start for the O's. Dealt with a hip issue, but he's back now. Pre-injury, pitched to an ERA over 5, roughly 64 innings under his belt. Really a continuation of what he did as a rookie. Very inconsistent, though he did finish with a great 2.6 ERA in the month of September last year. So while we talk about the team this year not having much to play for on a team level, he's one of those on an individual level that's very much under the microscope. Are you buying or selling that Povich will have a similar finish this year as he did a year ago with roughly a 3 ERA in the final month or so?
I'm selling, and I'll tell you why. When he had those starts this year, he didn't burn the woods down. You know, I don't see anything dominant coming out of Cade Povich right now. And by the way, Nolan, I'm glad you mentioned it was a hip injury because I've completely lost track of these injuries. Who had what? So thanks for doing that. But no, I don't think he's going to close strong at all. I think they'd be grateful to get anything out of him the rest of the way.
More in baseball, the World Series betting market has changed slightly post-trade deadline. The Dodgers are still holding the best odds. And the gap between them and the second closest team, Philadelphia, is actually pretty significant. What makes this an interesting convo is the fact that LA isn't exactly doing what people thought they would when they built this super roster. They've got a lot of pitching injuries that have impacted them.
There you go.
But they hold the third best record in the National League, which means there's a very real scenario here where they miss out on a first round bye, as crazy as that would have sounded just months ago. Are you buying or selling, Bruce, that the Dodgers should still be viewed as such staggering World Series favorites at this point?
I'm going to slightly buy that, and I'll tell you why. That roster is just so damn good, you know, and that roster is also experienced in the postseason and in late season and in closing out divisional races and all of that. San Diego fired a massive shot across their bow last week, and they're coming. I think the Dodgers are going to respond to that. I think they're too good and have too much experience to do otherwise.
Let's see. We'll get one on the Ravens here. Right. It's nice to see Brent Urban back in the mix.
Yeah.
Re-signed with the team over the weekend. Gearing up for what he hopes will be year 11 of his NFL career. Eighth with the Ravens. But at 34 years old, I mean, he knows as well as we do that his role is very limited. It's a veteran piece, but a rotation piece. Keep in mind, the Ravens already enlisted the help of another interior defensive line vet in John Jenkins, and have shown, going off the past few years, that they like to keep four, maybe five at most,
sure,
interior D-line guys when we get to roster cutdown day. Well, I'm doing a little fast math here. Some names you know are already going to be making the team. Matt Ibike, Travis Jones, Broderick Washington. Throw Jenkins and rookie Aeneas Peebles in there. Well, it's a pretty crowded room. Buy or sell, Bruce, Brent Urban will not make the initial 53-man roster.
That's a very good question. I'm going to sell it, though. I don't think they brought him in here to cut him. See, Brent Urban is the type of guy, he's very good against the run. You know, you bring him in short yardage situations, he's big and he's strong. He's also not a whiner. You know, he's not a guy that's going to sit around the locker room and complain that he's not getting to play. He's not going to be in Harbaugh's office. He's not going to be in his position coach's ear. He's kind of like me here with this staff. You call me, sure, I'll come in. No expectations, nothing like that. No, I think he's going to finish the season. But the rookie you mentioned, he's the one everybody's talking about. He's undersized. He doesn't pass the eyeball test very well, but he's quick off the ball, and they got some hopes for him. So that should be interesting this year.
Well, I tell you what, before we break here, I want to make sure I do this before I forget.
All right.
We've got more giveaways going on Vinny and Haney this week, so we're going to get them rolling right now. I've got two tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots coming to Horseshoe Casino, as a matter of fact,
wow,
on October 11th. It's a show here, courtesy of the casino itself, an all-ages show at that, if you were concerned. But we've got two tickets to give away. They're going to caller number 6 at 410-583-1057. Stay tuned throughout the week. We'll be giving away a pair every single day.
All right, so don't try to call in to talk. We're giving away tickets, right? Stone Temple Pilots, that should be pretty good. I guess four non-blondes were unavailable, right? That's the only other early 90s band I could think up for you, Nolan. So I was working hard over here. All right, coming up, we're going to talk some Maryland Terps sports. Jeff Eman, inside Maryland sports. Football season's about to come, and you know what? There's some gigantic question marks that are casting shadows that are that big around the Maryland Terrapins. We'll get into that with Jeff coming up. Stick around.